This is the Sakar Merli of the 28th of October 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you have to become praiseworthy by serving at the confluence age. You will then become the most elevated human beings and worthy of worship in the future. Question. By finishing which onus at its roots will you be able to climb into the Father's heart? Answer. 1. The onus of body consciousness. Because of this body consciousness, all the vices have made you very ill. Only when this body consciousness finishes can you climb into the Father's heart. 2. In order to climb into his heart, make your intellect broad and unlimited and sit on the pyre of knowledge. Engage yourself in doing spiritual service. Together with speaking knowledge, remember the Father very well. Song. Awaken, O brides, awaken. Your days of happiness are about to come. Om Shanti. You, sweetest spiritual children, heard the song. The spiritual father said this through the mouth of this ordinary old body. The father says, I had to come into this old body, into this old kingdom. This is now the kingdom of Ravan. This body belongs to someone else because there was already a soul in it when I entered it. I enter a foreign body. If I had a body of my own, it would have a name of its own. My name never changes. You still call me Shiv Baba. You children hear these songs every day. The new age, which means the new world, the golden age, is to come. Who are being told to awaken? Souls, because souls are sleeping in extreme darkness. They don't know anything. They don't even know the Father. The Father has now come to awaken you. You now know the unlimited Father. You are to receive unlimited happiness from him in that new age. The golden age is called a new age. The iron age is called an old age. Scholars and pundits don't know anything. If you ask any of them how that new age becomes old, not one of them could tell you. They say that it's a matter of hundreds of thousands of years. You now understand how you came into this old age from that new age. That is, how you became residents of hell from residents of heaven. Human beings know nothing at all. They don't even know the biography of those they worship. They worship Jagadamba. But they don't know who Amber is. In fact, mothers are called Amber. But let there be only one who is worshipped. There is only one unadulterated memorial of Shiv Baba. There is also only one Amber. However, they don't know who Jagadamba is. This one is Jagadamba, the world mother. And Lakshmi is the world empress. You know who the world mother is and who the world empress is. No one else can understand these things. Lakshmi is called a deity, whereas Jagadamba is called a Brahmin. Brahmins only exist at the confluence age. No one knows this confluence age. That new, most elevated world is created through Prajapita Brahma. You are able to see the most elevated human beings there in the Golden Age. At this time, you Brahmins are worthy of praise. You are now servers and will then become worthy of being worshipped. Brahma has been shown with so many arms. So why should Amba not be shown with as many? Everyone is her child too. Prajapita also becomes the mother and father. Children are not called Prajapita. In the Golden Age, Lakshmi and Narayan are never called the world mother and world father. The name Prajapita is very well known. The mother and father of the world is only one. All the rest are his children. When you go to the temple of Prajapita Brahma in Ajmer, you can refer to him as Baba, because he is the father of humanity. Physical fathers create children, therefore they are limited fathers of people. This one is unlimited. Shiv Baba is the unlimited father of all souls. You children have to write about this contrast. Jagadamba and Saraswati are one, and yet so many names have been given, Durga, Kali, etc. All of you are the children of Amba and Baba. This is the creation. Saraswati is the daughter of Prajapita Brahma, and she is also called Amba. All of the rest are sons and daughters, and they are all adopted. How else could there be so many children? All of them are mouth-born creations. A wife is created through a mouth, and so the husband becomes a creator. He says, "This one is mine, I have created children with her." All of these are by adoption. These are spiritual creations through a mouth. Souls exist anyway, they are not adopted. The father says, "You souls are always my children. I come and adopt you children through Prajapita Brahma." He doesn't adopt souls. He adopts sons and daughters. These are very subtle matters that have to be understood. By understanding these things, you become like Lakshmi and Narayan. We can explain how they became that. What acts did they perform that they became the masters of the world? You can ask at the exhibitions, "Do you know how they attained their kingdom of heaven?" Not every one of you is able to explain accurately. Those who have divine virtues and who remain busy in doing spiritual service are able to explain. Everyone else is trapped in Maya's illness. There are many types of illness. There is also the illness of body consciousness. It is the vices that make you ill. The Father says, "I make you into pure deities. You were once full of all virtues, completely pure. You have now become completely impure." The Unlimited Father says this. This is not a matter of defamation, but just an explanation. The Unlimited Father says to the people of Bharat, "I come here into Bharat." The praise of Bharat is limitless. He comes here and changes hell into heaven and grants everyone else peace. Therefore, the praise of such a father is also infinite. There is no end to it. No one knows Jagadamba or her praise. You can show the contrast between the biography of Jagadamba and the biography of Lakshmi. Jagadamba becomes Lakshmi. Then, after taking 84 births, Lakshmi becomes the same Jagadamba. Keep different types of picture. They portray Lakshmi with an urn. But how could Lakshmi exist at the confluence age? She only exists in the golden age. The father explains all of these things. Those who have been appointed to make the pictures also have to churn the ocean of knowledge. It will then become easy to explain. Only when you have a broad and unlimited intellect can you climb into the Father's heart. You will be able to climb into the Father's heart when you remember the Father very well and sit on the pyre of knowledge. It isn't that those who can speak knowledge very well are able to climb into the Father's heart. No. The Father says, you will be able to climb into the heart, number-wise, at the end, when you finish body consciousness, according to the efforts you make. The Father has explained that those with knowledge of the Brahm element make a lot of effort to merge into it. But no one can merge into it like that. They make effort and attain a high status. They become such great souls that they are weighed against platinum. After all, they do make the effort to merge into the Brahm element, and they therefore receive the fruit of their efforts. However, they cannot receive liberation or liberation in life. You children know that this old world is about to go. All of those bombs have not been created just to be stored. You know that those bombs will be used for the destruction of the old world. There are many types of bomb. The Father is now teaching you knowledge and yoga, and you will then become the double-crowned princes and princesses, deities. Which status is higher? The Brahmin top knot is at the top. The top knot is the highest of all. The Father has now come to make you children pure from impure. Do you have the intoxication that you are also becoming purifiers? That you are purifying everyone and making them into princes and princesses. If you were to have this intoxication, you would have a lot of happiness. Ask your heart how many you are making similar to yourself. Prajapita Brahma and Jagadamba are similar. They are creating the creation of Brahmins. Only the Father shows you the way to change from Shudras into Brahmins. This is not mentioned in any of the scriptures. This is the age of the Gita. There truly was the Mahabharat War. Would only one person have been taught Raj Yoga? This is why people only have Arjuna and Krishna in their intellects. So many of you are studying here. Just see how you are sitting here in an ordinary way. Little children study Alpha and Beta. You are sitting here and you too are being taught Alpha and Beta. Alpha is Baba and Beta is your inheritance. The Father says, remember me and you will become the masters of the world. Don't perform any devilish acts. Imbibe divine virtues. Check that you don't have any defects in you. I am without virtue, I have no virtues. There is an ashram called Nigun Ashram, but they don't know the meaning of that name. Nigun means I have no virtues. It is the Father's task to make you virtuous. They have taken the hat of the Father's title for themselves. The Father explains so many things and also gives you directions. Show the contrast between Jagadamba and Lakshmi. Brahma and Saraswati belong to the confluence age, whereas Lakshmi and Narayan belong to the golden age. These pictures are to be used for explaining. Saraswati is the daughter of Brahma. You are studying to change from ordinary humans into deities. You are now Brahmins. Golden Age deities are also human beings, but they are called deities. It would be like an insult to call them human beings, and this is why they are called deities, or gods and goddesses. If kings and queens were called gods and goddesses, their subjects would then also have to be called that. This is why they're called deities. There is also the picture of the Trimurti. In the Golden Age, there are very few human beings, whereas in the Iron Age, there are very many human beings. How can this be explained? The picture of the cycle is definitely needed for this. You invite so many people to come to the exhibitions. As yet, no one has invited the customs collector. You have to churn in this way. A broad and unlimited intellect is needed for this. Let there be regard for the Father. They decorate the horse of Hussein so much. The band on the horse's head is so small, whereas the horse is so big. A soul is just a tiny point, and yet his decoration is so large. This is the throne of the immortal image. They have taken the aspect of omnipresence from the Gita. The Father says, I am teaching you souls Raj Yoga. Therefore, how could I be omnipresent? How could the Father, the teacher, and the Guru be omnipresent? The Father says, I am your Father and also the ocean of knowledge. When you understand this unlimited history and geography, you receive the unlimited kingdom. You also have to imbibe divine virtues. Maya catches hold of you by the nose. When someone's activity becomes dirty, he writes to Baba saying that he has made a mistake. He says, I have dirtied my face. Here you are taught purity. So then if someone falls, what can the Father do about it? If a child performs dirty actions at home and dirties his face, his father would say, it would be better if you were dead. Although the unlimited Father knows that this is in the drama, he too would say this, would he not? After giving these teachings to others, if you yourselves fall, you accumulate 1,000-fold punishment. Some say, Maya slapped me. Maya punches you in such a way that you completely lose all of your wisdom. The Father continues to explain, those eyes deceive you a lot. Never perform any sinful acts. Many storms will come because you are on a battlefield. You don't know what could happen. Maya quickly slaps you. You are now becoming very sensible. It is souls who become sensible. It is souls who were senseless. The Father is now making us sensible. Many are still body conscious. They don't understand that they are souls. The Father is teaching us souls. I, a soul, listen through these ears. The Father says, don't allow your ears to hear anything vicious. The Father is making you into the masters of the world. This is a very high destination. As death comes closer, you will be afraid. When someone is about to die, that person is told by his friends and relatives, remember God, or remember your guru. They teach you to remember bodily beings. The Father says, constantly remember me alone. This is in the intellects of you children. The Father orders you constantly to remember him alone. Don't remember bodily beings. The mother and father are also bodily beings. I am completely without an image. I am bodiless. I sit in this one and give you this knowledge. You are now learning this knowledge and yoga. You say that you are studying this knowledge with the Father, the ocean of knowledge, in order to become princes and princesses. The ocean of knowledge teaches you this knowledge and also teaches you Raj Yoga. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana. 1. Become sensible and never be defeated by the storms of Maya. Your eyes deceive you, and you therefore have to take care of yourself. Don't allow your ears to hear anything vicious. 2. Ask your heart, how many have I made similar to myself? Have I become a master purifier? And am I doing the service of purifying others, making them into princes and princesses? Do I have any defects in me? To what extent have I imbibed divine virtues? Blessing. May you be sensible and an embodiment of knowledge, and make your every thought and action elevated and successful. That is worthwhile. Those who think and act while being sensible embodiments of knowledge become images of success. The memorial of this on the path of devotion is that before they begin any auspicious task, they draw a swastika or they salute Ganesh. The swastika is symbolic of your stabilizing in your original stage, and Ganesh symbolizes your knowledgeful stage. When you children create every thought and perform every action while being knowledgeful yourself, you can easily experience success. Slogan: the speciality of Brahmin life is happiness, and so continue to donate happiness. Aviat signal: experiment on yourself and others, with your mind, with the powers of yoga. When you use any electrical instruments, you would first check if they have power. In the same way, when you experiment with yoga, powers and virtues, first of all, check the main basis, the power of your soul, God's power, and the lightness of your own stage. If you are double light in your stage and form, you can easily succeed in your experimentation. Om Shanti.